We are in the middle of Simin Resh Mem Vav Sif Hei. We did the Mechaber, we're up to the Ramah. What we were dealing with was in the case where you share ownership of an animal with a non-Jew, and the non-Jew wishes to use it on Shabbos, what do you do? So the Mechaber gave us several different options, and the Ramah says about them, Hagah v'chol tzadei heterim elu hilchasininu. Every one of them is lahalacha v'yachol lasas ezmem shayir, so you can do whichever one of them you want to. So that's the case, let's go through them. Siv Dalad was dealing with a case where you rented your animal to a non-Jew. There wasn't even a partnership there. It was totally yours, and you rented it to a non-Jew. And that opinion in the Mechaber held that if you stipulate with him that he can only return the animal if the price has not gone down. But if the price goes down, he will have to go and repay you the difference. That, according to this opinion, is enough to be considered somewhat of a sale. And as a result of it, there would be no problem of Shvisas Behemto. The Ramah holds that this is good lahalacha. In Sifhei, we were dealing with a case that they are partners. So the first thing is that when they initiate the partnership, when they do buy the animal together, it is ideal that what they do is they make up. The non-Jew owns it on Shabbos. The Jew owns it on a day of the week. This way, there's no problem of Shvisas Behemto, nor is there a problem of Schar Shabbos. Shabbos isn't mine, so I'm not getting any Schar for it. That is ideal. In a case where that was not stipulated initially, so the Mechaber gave us the Eitzah, where what you could do is lend it to the non-Jew. You tell him that, all right, when you use it now on Shabbos, it's yours. If you wish to sell it, you can even sell it. And this is the amount of money that you owe me. If you wish to return the animal, you can return the animal. That is considered a sale. That in itself is considered a sale. So that opinion holds that is mutter, and the Ramah definitely allows for that. The next case would be in a case where he cannot go and sell it. However, he has full responsibility for it. And what you make up is he can give you the money instead of the animal, but the animal serves as a guarantee for the money if for some reason he doesn't want to pay you. So it turns out that you get your animal back, but that's in payment for the money that he owes you for your animal. The Mishtabur brought down that even in this opinion, he has to have responsibility to pay it back at the rate of what it was worth at the time he took the animal. The next one was to go and tell him, I don't want my animal working on Shabbos. And should you work with it on Shabbos, then you take full responsibility for it. And the Mishtabur says that in this case, he also has responsibility if the price goes up. But here he added that you have to write so in their air calls in the courts so that it should be known to everybody and there should be no chshad that this is a Jewish animal on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah, by the way, added over there that what happens if you didn't stipulate anything, but at the end what you end up doing is he worked with it on Shabbos and you ask for nothing in return. So the Mishnah Berurah brings an opinion that is also going to be mutter b'di'evet. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to hold that way. It could be that the Mishnah Berurah, in the case of Hefsed Merubah, will allow you to rely on it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, going back to the Ramah, says that what's really ideal, if you didn't stipulate so at the time that you made the partnership, the best thing is that you should go ahead and sell the animal to your partner or to some other non-Jew, a real mechira, a real sale. You do this for Shabbos. You take from him a deposit, a certain amount of money, and the rest you say, you owe me the rest of the money, and you tell him, and how are you going to repay me? If the ox is around, if my animal is around, I want you to give my animal back. That's the way you're going to pay it. And l'chatchila, you should do that in front of the dayanim of the city, so that it's going to be done right. And also, this way it's going to become well known, so there won't be any chashad. Now, in a case of the non-Jew not buying it, but just taking responsibility for it, Mishnah Berurah says that yes, the Ramah does accept that lahalacha sifdalid, but it's ideal that you do a real mechira. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, in a real shas hadchak, you can do the eitz of the bach, which is that before Shabbos you should be mafker your animal in front of three. Let everyone know about it so that there will not be any chashad. But this is only if you do it b'leiv shalem and b'shas hadchak. Now the Ramah goes on. V'afilu rma behema kula shel Yisrael. Even if the animal is totally Jewish, dino kilo hoisa b'shutvis ein Yehudi, it will have the same halacha as if it was with a non-Jewish partnership. Rak shi yifarsim shel sederech hetish b'mafarsim, that you did it in a heter way. What is that? That what you're doing is... you are selling your own animal to a non-Jew for Shabbos. Now, this is the inyan of shtar mechira for Shabbos, where you go ahead and sell something to you on Shabbos to have it working on Shabbos itself. The Mishnah Berurah is marich on how you should only rely on this in a real shas hadchak. We don't like the idea of heter mechira. You should really have your everything of yours not working on Shabbos. In a case where and this was common in Europe, some local government official comes and says, I want your horse for Shabbos. I want your horse for today. The halacha is that what you should do is sell it to him for some token amount of money. And when he returns it to you, that's considered a gift. And it was, because they often kept them. So lamaisa, the Ramah is being mater doing a sale of your animal. He's being mater doing a sale of your animal, even your own animal, for him to do work. He says only rely on this b'shas hadchak, and then he says this is all if he's not doing your work. But to go ahead and sell your animal to a non-Jew to have him do work for you on Shabbos, that is without question also.